This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Christopher Walken here. Hey, the one thing I need, it's not more cowbell right now. It's for you to wash your hands. And you know, fella, maybe if you get a watch from Vietnam, smuggled up your ass. You know, maybe give it some Lysol. Wash your hands a little extra. May got coronavirus on it.
Thank you, Christopher Walken.
You know, a couple times a month, I always tell you, you know, we got to make new coronavirus. We got to make new ones because, you know, the coronavirus isn't old news. But, you know, we might as well just keep them because it's going to be here forever. So,
Well, wait till corona winter.
Guess what I found this week?
What'd you find?
At the store.
Lysol wipes.
I got Lysol wipes. Not the lemon ones, just the regular ones.
Well, who cares? It's Lysol.
It's all right. It was it was only like the 25. It was the skinny one.
Yeah, but how much did it set you back?
I have no idea. I don't worry about that shit.
Well, I know, but you still got to look because they're probably twice
the price. I got a big bottle of lemon Lysol spray at the Wally Fart about 6 weeks ago, and like that'll last a year and a half anyway.
You went to Walmart. Yeah,
I think it was my first time this year, but
holy shit, times are changing. If you went to Walmart.
No, well, I needed apple butter, and the only place that has Musselman's apple butter is Walmart. So,
don't you hate that when something you really, really want is only at a store you absolutely can't stand to go to?
Plus, they do have chocolate chunk, peanut butter chunk gourmet cookies. They're like $5 for 6 cookies, but it's like the best cookie I've ever eaten in my life. So, you know, I figured I hadn't had any in 6 months. So I'm going to Walmart.
There you go.
And they had them. They had one friggin' pack of them. I mean, that's a lot of money for 6 cookies, but.
Our Walmart ain't got
especially
shit, right?
Especially at Walmart. But they were good.
Especially Walmart.
But anyway. Hey, let's start the show with something positive tonight, okay? I got an idea.
You didn't even tell us what the hell the date was.
Oh, I didn't?
No. I'm sitting here with my hand on the button, and you're just not doing it.
He's got a point there.
Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for September 30th.
2020.
Thank you.
Fuck you, Barbara Walters. It's all her fault. None of this shit would have happened. It's China and Barbara Walters' fault.
3 more months.
Yeah, although if you listen to the 2 debate people against Trump last night, you would think that China virus was invented by the Trump family. But that's okay. So let's start the show with something positive. A song. Something uplifting and sweet. Slim, we racked it up earlier. You got it ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
Enjoy.
I wrote a song to the millennials, to the Generation Z, an uplifting life advice song. It's called Fuck Your Feelings. We went from several generations of hardworking Americans to a bunch of young fucking wussies who live at home with their moms until they're fucking 31 and can't take a punch because they're pussies. Can't make them get a job even though they're all in debt, and they'll lecture you about being politically correct. They're crying and whining, it's gotten pretty scary. So here's a song for all the fucking fairies. Fuck your feelings. No one gives a fuck about your issues, your problems, your shitty fucking luck. This generation's fucked, we're a bunch of fucking weaklings. So wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. That's right, fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings too. Screw who you want, it don't affect me, but we don't need 1,000 terms for your sexuality. We're so damned emotional, been crying for a while. But the world can't run on rainbows and unicorn smiles. There's a solution. If you shut up and listen, put the effort in a job that you're putting into bitching. Suck it up, buttercup. Do this and you'll be fine. Grow a pair and wipe the tears from your vagina. That's right, fuck your feelings. No one gives a fuck about your issues, your problems, your shitty fucking luck. This generation's fucked, we're a bunch of fucking weaklings. So wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. That's right, wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings. Sing it with me. Wipe your tears and fuck your fucking feelings.
She said to sing it with her.
She did. Like, yeah, you're right.
I have to apologize.
Did you sing?
Why? Yeah, well, I used to be able to sing, and then puberty hit, and I've been screwed for over half, or not over half a century, but a long fucking time.
I used to be able to sing, and then I got hit in the throat with a hockey puck.
You got hit in the throat with a hockey puck.
That was the end of that.
Yeah, see, mine wasn't anything that exciting. I was just puberty.
Mark Sawyer, slap shot from the top of the face-off circle. Bing, right off the Adam's apple.
1 year I'm second lead in the spring musical, and the next year they're going,
stage crew.
Isn't this going to interfere with your baseball? Oh, you don't want me? We probably have enough people this year. Oh, okay, thank you. Or more and more like, okay, thank you. Anyway. It's Wednesday night, though. It's not Monday. I like this.
It's different.
It's different.
It is different. I'm going to be screwed up for the rest of the week now, wondering what day it is.
We're going to screw you all next week, too, because we're going to do the next bunch of shows on Tuesday.
Oh, fuck. You're kidding me.
Wait a minute. Wait. Are you guys going to remember?
No.
Okay. We're fucked.
I already put it in my iPhone.
And Zip always sends me reminders like, where the hell are you at 9:05?
Yeah, doesn't remind you earlier in the day.
I sent him one tonight. I said, hey, Grampy, it's Monday.
Of course, I have to, A, have
didn't
my,
argue
know
the
where
point.
My phone is, and B, hear it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I might be here, I might not. Well, I don't know.
We'll try to remind you during the course of the day.
Oh, that won't fucking matter, Jesus Christ.
Maybe we'll be here.
We're going to go for Tuesday next week, and I'll text you at 9:07 and tell you it's Monday again.
Okay. Or that, I'll be sitting here Monday till about 9:45 going, where the hell is everybody?
Well, the good thing is you came up with some good stories this week. You were very helpful in putting the show together. I appreciate it.
Yay me.
Yeah.
I gave you a couple of stories, too.
You did. Come on. I don't think we used any of yours. They suck.
Yes, you did. You most certainly did use one of mine, assholes. So thank you very much. I'm the one who told you about the politician from Mexico.
Yeah, that's good. We're going to get to that one in a second.
We'll skip that.
Well, yeah, we're going to... I don't know what
wait,
we
wait, where, where's the disconnect button?
That's all right.
I can do it myself, you know.
You've got sound... I know you've got sound clips on there about the debate and stuff that you got to kick out of.
I do. My
question to you... before I say anything about the debate is, did you get really stoned first?
Before the debate?
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, I mean, yeah, I had to. It made it a lot more enjoyable because it was definitely a shit show. But before we go into the debate and all that, I have one announcement to make.
Oh.
We will be, and I don't know if you don't know about this, but you are more than welcome to be a part of it. We will be doing a collaboration show sometime in December with the Farmville... the Dirt Farmer team, because Farmville is closing its doors and we're going to do one last show together. I don't know if you guys want to be a part of it. You do, you can, but we will at some point in December air a farewell to Farmville show. So keep an eye out for that. If you guys want to be on it, you can, because you guys were a big part of Farmville.
We did Farmville Rant for like, what, 6 years?
Yes, quite a while.
And then we handed it over to them for the last four.
Yep.
And they killed the game.
So. Yeah, no, I resent that.
Okay, well, you are welcome to join and be a part of the Farmville farewell in December. But that is
going to. That's all right. I won't miss it. I haven't played it in like
No, me neither.
2 years.
Me neither.
And but even then, it was just one time to see if it still worked.
Yeah, I tried it on my new computer, and it was still slower than molasses uphill in February.
Yeah, little pinky dick, Mark Pincus made his fortune off everybody. Now, fuck you. That's his attitude. He moved up from a $6 million house in San Francisco to a $10 million house in San Francisco, so he's happy.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. I will say
probably a one bedroom.
There was a big positive.
Still buy something for 10 mil.
There was a giant positive that came out of the original Farm Bill show that we started, and that was the fact that they actually did listen and they did fix things. And
fucked them so bad.
Oh, we did. We absolutely did. But I got that girl fired. Yeah, that's. But then when Locke, you know, when they took over, they actually had a really good working relationship, and they actually had the developers of the game on the show. We never did with any of that, but they did. And I mean, they
tore him a new asshole.
Yeah, we were having too much fun making fun of them. Yeah. Well, what was that girl that got fired? Lexalicious, right?
Lexalicious.
Yeah, Lexalicious. And then when she got fired, I'll never forget the classic line. She wrote to everybody, and she says, "I guess." Enough people aren't reading my podcasts. And I got a kick out of that because I did a character called Dipalicious, because Lexalicious was a dipshit. And I used my synthesizer and did it in a high squeaky voice. But basically I would take her podcast and rewrite it.
So that it was accurate.
It was accurate and funny.
God, I wish we had some
and
of those
we,
clips.
We did that for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks, and
she got fired.
She got fired, which only confirmed what we already knew. They listened to us, at least.
they most definitely did.
They got mad at us, but they listened to us. But so screw them. So speaking of getting mad,
fuck your feelings.
Yeah, the only thing I don't have a lot to say
off once.
I don't have a lot to say about the debate last night. I think I could have done a better job than Trump did. Trump made the right points; he just made them the wrong way. But 2 minutes. Is a long time for Joe Biden. And somebody should have told Donald that. Because while I definitely feel Donald beat his main debate challenger, Chris Wallace, that other old guy wandering around was trying to hang himself, and it just wasn't allowed. Either Trump saved him by butting in, which allowed Fumble Butt to pause, collect his thoughts, call Trump a dirty name, or Chris Wallace bailed him out.
Yeah, it was 76-15 on the times the interruptions from Chris Wallace happened. Trump was interrupted 76 times, Chris Wallace 15 times. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, Trump should have just let him babble for the full 2 minutes, and he would have lost, you know, his sentence.
Oh, there was four or five times there. He was just about to lose it, and Trump butted in. I was shut up!
But it's a power thing. It's
He can't shut up.
He can't. He has to get involved.
It has to be about him.
It does. You're absolutely correct. And that whole debate was one entire shit show. There was no professionalism at all. And the thing that kills me is, you know,
I still say it was an embarrassment to the country.
It was an embarrassment. Any country who watched that just looked at us and said, "That's the best you have out of all the people in this, you know, country. That's the best you have."
Let me, I've said this forever. I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. 330 million people in the United States, and this is the best two we can come up with. It's, God help us all.
I also got pissed that he got like four lines in a row in that were devastatingly true about how inept Biden was or the previous administration or whatever, and he just blew them one after the other. Boom, 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 boom. And first of all, Biden can't keep up with four things in a row. And secondly, Chris Wallace was like, "Well, that's not on my topic, so I'm going to ignore it too and talk over you and interrupt you." It's like, fuck you. And then Chris Wallace brings up Charlottesville. Everybody knows this Charlottesville bullshit is bullshit, except for the friggin' sheep that watch the lying bastards in the media all the time. Trump said there's good people on both sides of the debate about whether or not to remove statues. He never said there's good people on the side of the white supremacists, but Chris Wallace, who fucking well knows better, brought that up in the middle of a presidential debate that was already going downhill. And he's like, "Oh, okay, well, we've got what CB called a dumpster fire going here. Let me get out a can of gasoline." let me, you know, it's not enough that Biden's lying every time he opens his mouth. Let me lie some too and see if I get Trump to explode. So everybody's,
well, it works.
Waiting for Biden, everybody's waiting for Biden to explode, and they set off the TNT under Trump's ass. I just, you know, the only thing that scares me about this election, because I'm going to be fine no matter who wins. Not everybody I know will be, but, you know, that's okay. I understand. But what pisses me off is if Trump loses, all the bullshit that Hillary Clinton and Biden and Obama did to spy on his campaign, basically run a coup. I mean, Christ, shit just came out today or yesterday about Hillary, her ties to the Russians, and that she knew the subsource for all the lies in the dossier was a Russian agent that the FBI had been watching since 2010. Okay. Hillary was in bed with the Russians. Trump was never, whatever a Democrat accuses Trump of, look at it carefully, because I will promise you, they are doing exactly what they're accusing the other side of. That's how they work. They're very good at it. They're nasty politicians. They're good at being politicians because they realize America's stupid. And the NAA is in their pocket, and they're the ones who keep America stupid. So I'm worried if Trump loses, all these bastards, Comey, Hillary, the people, the Department of Justice, the rest of the assholes, the FBI, are all going to get away with all this shit.
It's going to be a free-for-all.
They're all going to get away with it. I was thinking earlier, and this is a little off tangent, but maybe it'll stir something up in CB. I was almost wishing that Hillary would have won 4 years ago at this point. Because if Hillary would have won 4 years ago, number one, the Senate stayed Republican, the House stayed Republican. Okay. In 2018, midterms, the House would have become more Republican and the Senate held Republican. So Hillary would have had no people on her side. Plus, they would have been able to do a real investigation on real crimes and impeach a real person who deserved impeachment, Hillary, instead of all the bullshit they did to Trump, because they know they really did it. And this is the best way to get the American people to stop looking at what we did. Let's blame it all Trump. And now Biden stands up there last night and blames Trump for coronavirus. He created this economic recession. No, you fucking old doddering fool. China created the recession. Trump allowed the recession because the doctors and scientists said, you better do something or this thing's going to spread like crazy. So he closed down China. He closed down Europe. He closed down the best economy this world has ever seen. Do you think he really wanted to do that, Biden?
No.
Fucking doddering, lying asshole. Every time he did that last night, I would just like, steam come out of my ears. And then Trump would come in with three quickies in the middle of Biden talking. And I'm thinking, shut up. Let him, he's hanging himself. Let him go.
Yes.
He wouldn't do it.
I will. The only thing I'd like to say on that, the whole China thing and the whole travel, the travel ban, Trump did kind of drop the ball on the European travel ban. I think he was a little too late on that, because the majority of the cases that came into the United States have been traced back through Europe, not through China. So the travel ban from China was effective. It kept most cases out of the country. But if you were as late as he was on the travel ban out of Europe, that's where everything came into. Everything came into New York City, into LaGuardia, into the international airports. And he did drop the ball there. He has been told numerous times that he probably should have done that sooner, and he didn't. So
he did it March 14th. Okay. That was,
about 30 days.
No,
20 to 30 days past the China ban.
Yeah.
He waited too long.
He banned China. It was about 10 days after China.
Maybe it is what it is, but it should have all been banned at the same time, especially if there was cases in Europe. But if it wasn't just in China and it wasn't Europe at the time, there should have been just one blanketed travel ban for everybody coming in at that point, and we would be in a whole different situation right now. That we really would. We would have kept it out of the country for the most part, with the exception of a few cases that snuck in illegally, and we would be in a whole different case. We really would. But that's, you know, that's not the you know, the problem. The problem is, you know, where are we going to go?
Yes,
from here?
He blocked. He you are right. He blocked China on January 31st, so it was a little over a month.
Yes, and that was
6 weeks later.
That was the biggest problem, and Italy blew up.
I would blame that on the CIA and the State Department, in large part because what they should have realized, and obviously didn't, and this is, you were right, the ball was dropped on the European one, to that extent, was that China was not letting anybody from Wuhan travel anywhere in China, but they were letting them go all over the world. They let him go to India. They let him go to Spain. They let him go to France.
And that was well known. That was not hidden. So at that point, the travel ban out of Europe should have happened very, very soon after the travel ban out of China. Now, I have read numerous articles. I don't want to say this is 100% true, but I have read numerous real articles that really, they can only trace really one case back to China, and it's a case in Washington at one of the nursing homes, and that is one of the only original cases out of China, and everything else.
Now, I read something they're saying, similar to that. So.
That they are saying it all came out of Europe. So,
but the simple fact is, Biden called him xenophobic and racist for banning travel from China. Nancy Pelosi invited people to Chinatown beginning of March. The idiot that runs New York City, de Blasio, was telling people, oh, it's okay. Trump's over-exaggerating it. And Cuomo said the same thing. Trump's over-exaggerating it. Come to New York. Spend your money. Everything's fine. This was in March. This was fucking in March. Now, I mean, you cannot, you're going to blame, if you're going to blame Trump for something, blame him for being a little hot-headed or something, but you see, they're
he's
pissed off.
Right.
I mean, he was right. He could have been faster on the European one. That's true. But even all these people that are bitching about what he did were against what he did when he did it anyway.
Yeah.
But the media won't tell you that. And America's sitting there like a bunch of little sheep with their fluffy little tails firmly planted between their butt cheeks and going,
but listen, it doesn't help. It doesn't help, though, when you bring the two presidential candidates on a stage together like that, and we have nothing more than a circus. Because nothing last night got settled at all, other than...
Nothing ever gets settled.
It doesn't.
No, but it was just...
That was unprofessional.
It was unseemly.
Yes. I mean, you know, nobody tells...
Jesus.
Who tells the president of the United States to shut up? I mean, you just...
That's, I guess just, when the guy continues going on and on and,
know,
on and on and on, and you just lose your cool.
I mean, know, but
just
there was no respect on
like
either
I
side.
Like I said before, they need microphone cutoffs and just cut them off.
Well, wait, hold on.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
But I do think the Commission on Presidential Debates has to look in the mirror and decide: do you have a kill button? If the president is going to do what he did last night over and over again, seems to me somebody's got to turn off the microphone to allow the speaker to actually make a point without him bullying and jumping in with outrageous lies.
There you go. NBC, but, you know.
I understand that. I mean, it should be done.
It should.
Well, the other side of this is all these Democrats today saying, well, there shouldn't be any more debates then. Okay. No, if your guy did so freaking well, why wouldn't you want him to do the other debates? Because, you know, Trump's going to learn from this. And Trump's not going to do this.
I don't know. Yes, you know, you say that. I don't know if I believe it. It's not in his nature.
Amy Coney Barrett starts April or October 12th. The next debate is until October 15th. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Here was something that was on the five the other night, and this was before the debate. And I think, quite honestly, this panned out to be true. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tomorrow night, after the debate's over, millions of Americans are going to know in their hearts that Donald Trump won. Yet, the media will tell them the next day that Joe Biden won, or that nothing happened to really change the dynamic of the race.
There you go.
Well, I can tell you this. There's a civil war at Fox News over Chris Wallace. You know, I mean, Chris Wallace was the main debate person against Trump last night, which we knew. His dad, who's a flaming liberal, would be very happy. He's rolling over in his grave with glee after his son's pathetic performance last night. But the other people at Fox apparently have taken the gloves off. Following the debate, his co-workers criticized how he handled the evening, with many saying Trump was forced to debate him in addition to Biden. Laura Ingraham said that. Trump is debating the moderator and Biden. Greg Gutfeld, who I pay attention to all the time, Laura Ingraham I don't so much, but he agreed with Ingraham, retweeting multiple comments about Trump debating two people. In one retweet, podcast host Stephen Miller wrote, Wallace is grilling Trump on his supporters taking the streets when Antifa is burning businesses down right now. That was the Proud Boys thing. You know, I hate that when they draw those equivalencies. The Proud Boys, the only people that's called Proud Boys a terrorist organization is the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is like they're left of the ACLU. You know who the Proud Boys are? Let me ask you this. The KKK, did the KKK have any black leaders?
No. No.
We're going to say no.
Yeah, I think you're pretty safe with that answer. Okay, the leader of the Proud Boys is a gentleman named Enrique Tarrio. Enrique Tarrio is half black, half Cuban. Okay, if you want to go to my Facebook page, Zip Allen at facebook.com, I will show you what the Proud Boys look like. The Proud Boys are black, Hispanic, and white. They are not white supremacists. The only violence they've ever participated in is beating the shit out of some Antifa people who were destroying cities near where they lived. Okay? So, yeah, are they violent? Well, they have been. They punched some people around. But the people they punched around were Antifa. Look how many cities Antifa and Black Lives Matter have friggin' burnt down.
That's what I was just going to say. These guys aren't tearing down statues. They're not tearing down the weave shop. They're not blowing things up.
No,
burning
they're more like all-American vigilantes. Vigilantism isn't necessarily a good thing. But when you're in a city where the mayor is telling the police to just stay back, abandon the police station, let them burn the police station. When shit like that's going on, who the hell's going to step up? If they don't call the National Guard in, there's got to be some citizens that have enough balls to do something. Proud Boys are those people. And quite frankly, if Biden wins, I might join them.
There you go. You know what? I got two things I want to do with the debate, and then we got lots of other stuff. But first of all, I want to show you that this is what Trump had
to
say.
Show us?
Or no, I'm going to play for you. I apologize. Okay. Here's Trump's.
Are you dip-alicious?
Yeah. We got Trump's response to what he thought of the debates last night. So,
but I thought it was a great evening. It was an exciting evening. I see the ratings were very high, and it was good to be there. Felt very comfortable, and I appreciate all the good words. So we are going now, and we're going to have a big rally. A lot of people showing up.
So he thought the ratings were high, which they were not. The ratings were not high. And I leave you with one final comment. This comes from CNN, and this absolutely 100% blew my mind, and I think left a lot of people, especially in the comments on my TikTok video, just like baffled. Listen to this one.
Dana Bash, let me go to you. We're all getting text messages from friends all over the country. A friend of mine in Kansas City, watching her first debate with her sixth grade daughter. Daughter bursts into tears, has to run to bed because she was so appalled, the sixth grade girl, at what she saw from the president of the United States. Sure. We all want to dive into the substance, but it's almost difficult to get there.
Hey, Slim.
Yeah.
What was the name of that song we played at the top of the show?
Fuck Your Feelings.
There you go. We should play that for Tapper. He's just an old millennial. By the way, I saw one poll about this, speaking of the Proud Boys leaders, Hispanic, Black American. The Telemundo, the Spanish language station, it's big, it's huge. It's got some left, it's like Spanish-speaking CNN, it's very left-wing. They did a poll after the debate. It was 66-34 Trump. 66-34 Trump. You know why I think so? Because Latinos are not pussies. Latinos saw one guy up there defending himself, whether he did it too roughly or not. Okay, he did. I'll agree with CB on that one. But
well, maybe
the other guy was a friggin' pussy. Latinos aren't going to vote for a pussy.
Stupid question. Let me ask you a question here. Wait a minute. This is interesting. Because you said that this was Telemundo, the Spanish-speaking station. So my question is, are the people that they polled people who heard the Spanish translation of what was said on stage?
Probably.
I'm wondering what the difference was.
Well, what they do with things like that is they play it live in English and they put subtitles.
Understood. So
most Spanish people would speak English.
Well, see, that's my question. Were they getting the Spanish portion of it or the English portion of it? And if so, what the difference was? That would be interesting to know, because I mean, what you were talking about before, of course, was even though Trump made points, they were lost in his basic bellicosity.
That's what I was mad about.
Probably
exactly.
Would not come across in a translation.
That's a five syllable.
If you were just reading the words.
Don't we have a ban on five syllable words?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bellicosity, you smart ass.
Well, wait. It is Wednesday. Our brains do function better on Wednesdays. So we can use five syllables.
We're not supposed to be ours. Him and me are old.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Sorry.
I said I wanted to stop on the debate.
Did you see Biden's train station stop this morning?
Yeah.
It was like 24 people there. There was like one quick shot of the crowd, and then they didn't go back to it.
I found one other thing out of the debate that I think did hurt Trump tremendously last night, and it was when Chris Wallace asked him, and he's been asked this before in a question, are you going to step down? Are you going to relinquish power if, you know, you don't win? And he basically would not answer the question at all. And he has said before, not so many words, that it does not sound like he will walk away.
He said, if it's a fair election, obviously I will. That's what he said.
Yeah, but that gets lost. Whose definition of a fair election?
Well, exactly. We'll see. I don't want to go through 2000 again, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, you know as well as I do, if he loses, we're going to be in court forever.
Yep. Well, and then who becomes the actual president on January 20th?
Pelosi.
Thank you very much. And this country is fucking doomed.
Well, I'm
so
assuming
that's what's going to happen.
I'm still thinking Republicans are going to take the House back.
I don't think there's a chance in hell that that's going to happen.
All right. I'll bet you $20.
Anyways,
gotta keep
enough
it at the number.
Debate 2020.
Congrats to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right, who are they?
Hometown team. Stanley Cup champions.
Fuck you, Slim.
Stanley Cup champions and the first major title under China virus. Now, while I was very proud of the Tampa Bay Lightning and my boy Braden Point led the playoffs in goals with 14. He did not get the Conn Smythe trophy and went to Victor Hedman. Victor Hedman's been in Tampa for 11 years. He had the best Stanley Cup final series of a defenseman since Bobby Orr back in the 70s. So I don't have a big problem with him getting it either, because Braden Point's only like 23 or something. So he'll get another shot. But this is the weird thing that happened. Lightning fans got police called on them by a neighbor. They're watching the Stanley Cup Finals, and their love of the game resulted in the police showing up at their door. A guy named Devon Garrett was watching the Finals game against the Dallas Stars, who played very well, by the way, with two friends, and as hockey fans often do, were trying to tell the players to shoot the puck by screaming at the television. They were screaming, shoot, shoot!
I've done that myself.
Loud enough for the neighbors to hear. And they thought the screams were about a gun, not a hockey game. So as the trio of friends were rooting for the Lightning, they got a knock at the door and found Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office deputies there to ask them some questions. They thought there was guns in the house. We're like, nope, we're just screaming for Steven Stamkos. Oh, this must have been game 4. This wasn't even game 6.
It was a while ago.
He added the cops laughed off the misunderstanding.
The thing
four
is,
deputies
they
responded. Four deputies.
They would never come to my house.
Where do we get them listening, Milano?
They would never come to my house for that because I would complete the sentence and it would be, "Will you shoot the fucking puck?"
Yeah.
That way they'd know.
Well, see, you're more specific.
Yeah.
But you use big words like bellicosity, so.
I was being very bellicose.
So the Tampa Bay Lightning are the champions of hockey. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed in the baseball playoffs. And Tampa Bay Bradys, the Buccaneers, lead the NFC South. So this year could be a very good year for Tampa. Tampa could become Boston with tans and better accents. You know, basically win every fucking thing.
They have tans. I don't know about the accents thing.
We know how to say yard.
Florida doesn't have an accent because everybody from everywhere moves there. It's just sort of a mishmash of non-understandability. Except if you're up in the panhandle, then you really can't understand anybody.
Yeah, because then it sounds like Alabama.
Yeah.
But I used to live in Alabama, so I understand Alabama. I understand Alabama. I understand Louisiana. Mississippi is a little tough. And see, people who live in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana know that they can tell which one's which. People in Boston have no clue.
You ever notice on those shows like that they have that are based in the deep south, like the one where they go after gators and things like that,
and
the moonshining ones? These people are speaking English, and they still have to put subtitles on the shows. Now, come on.
I had two gator stories this week, too, but we ran out of time, so I didn't put them in.
Well, the gator story in Florida? Whoop-de-doo.
There's one's from Arkansas, biggest gator ever, and one's Slim Found. Where they're hiring people to go after gators. They're looking for gator. We had that story last year. Every year they ask for people to come out and hunt gators in Florida. Like in Texas, they ask people to hunt snakes. And in the Everglades, they ask them to hunt anacondas. You know, I leave that to my friends. I'm not helping. Anyway.
I don't blame you.
Hey, we did find a politician we love this week.
Ooh.
But she's from Mexico, and she's a member of their Congress.
This is my story.
Okay. Yes, her name is Valentina Batres Guadarrama. See, I rolled my R's.
She's a smart lady, sort of.
You think that bitch is the only one who can roll her R's? I just rolled my R's. Valentina Batres Guadarrama. Oh, that sounds sexy. She's a congresswoman from Mexico City. Now, you know, because of COVID, everybody's doing these Zoom meetings.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're having a Mexican congressional committee meeting on Zoom. And they're all there. There's like, 3, 4, 5. There's 25 people in this thing. 25 Mexican congresspeople. Guadarrama used a photo of herself staring at the screen in an attempt to make it look like she was still present and attentive.
Good for her.
That's Friday.
She pulled.
Unfortunately, they caught her.
She pulled the 2020 version of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, that's very good. A 2020 version of Ferris Bueller. She just stuck a picture up there and she went on and did her thing. I don't want to sit in this boring ass meeting.
Good for her.
She got caught.
Yeah, the tweet.
That's too bad.
The tweet went out, "Deputy Guadarrama, I thought that you were paying a lot of attention to my speech, and then I realized that attentive look was a photograph." It's sad. It's sad that she messed this up, but she does seem like a cool politician that you could sit down and have a beer with on Zoom, because then you could tell she was there because she'd be lifting the cerveza. A little Spanish lingo for those of you in real
life. Dos Equis.
Huh?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis?
Yeah, that's
Mexican. I don't care. All these people buy Mexican beer. I'm sorry, folks.
It sucks.
You won't drink the water in Mexico. Why do you like their beer?
Made from the water
because the beer purifies it.
Maybe
making alcohol purifies the water. That's why they always drank alcohol in the New World.
Okay. Well, this next story is a sad thing.
I was a pilgrim.
Well, that's true. John Smith is his grandfather. It's a sad thing, but seeing Biden last night reminded me about this, and then I wrote it down. And then right before the show, I noticed that I wrote it down. So there. We finally got this story on. We were going to do this 2 weeks ago. CB and I discussed it. We forgot. And then last week, what happened, CB?
We forgot.
Forgot again.
You guys are fucking awesome.
And it's true. The worst part about it is it's true.
That's absolutely true. World Alzheimer's Day was September 21st.
Jesus.
We were trying to do
it. We missed it by 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were trying to do it a week ahead to tell everybody.
Well, then you're 3 weeks behind, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, a group of disorders that impairs mental functioning. So, you see, that's why I remember, because I watched the debates last night. I saw Biden. I went, when didn't we have a story or something? So, I mean, that story is funny. Alzheimer's is not funny. It's a disease it's chronic stress that everybody goes through when somebody has it. It's a slow decline. 5.7 million Americans are living with it. There's no cure. It's the sixth leading cause of death. And it's the only one.
Why haven't we shut down the country then?
Well, yeah, it's the only top. It's only one in the top 10 that can't be prevented, cured, or even slowed down.
Oh, fuck. So we got to start wearing helmets. We got to start wearing helmets.
I guess the attitude with this is the same thing as Obama and Biden with swine flu. Ah, fuck it. They won't notice. With the increases in lifespans and baby boomers coming of age, support for Alzheimer's research is critical. So we wanted to do a nice PSA about Alzheimer's, but the old assholes on the show forgot. So
next year, can you remember?
Fuck no, I couldn't. I can't remember what I had for lunch today.
Yeah. Put it in your calendar. Send yourself like 10 reminders.
Well, you should have heard me and CB. We were talking on Sunday. I said we've got to do the Alzheimer's story. Oh well. Anyway. Now I thought this is a crime, but apparently she wasn't charged with a crime. So this was going to be our stupid criminal of the week, but we're going to do the story anyway, because it's illicit to fund the police, Milano. She's an idiot.
One of those that doesn't want the police and hates the police, but yeah,
we all know she's an idiot, but she doesn't realize it. Maybe she has Alzheimer's.
She's a fucking idiot.
But so I think she qualified as our stupid criminal of the week, but on pre-show you said she doesn't. So the next guy will be our stupid criminal of the week. But Alyssa Milano, this left-wing friggin' bag of skullful mush. She's 47 or 48 years old, and she's probably going into menopause because she's talking about her hair falling out a few weeks ago, and she thought it was from COVID. And then she told everybody she had COVID, and then we found out she didn't have COVID. So anyway, she's good at lying. So, you know, maybe she's Biden's debate prep coach. But she's a defund the police activist. She called 911 this last weekend, sparking a massive police presence in her quiet California neighborhood, claiming a gunman was on her property. But it was a teen next door shooting at squirrels with an air gun. Now, anybody who's ever fired a gun or an air gun knows the difference. An air gun doesn't even sound like a gun with a silencer. An air gun goes.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
You do it again. You
Slim,
did it.
You got that. Slim has the sound effect. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's a paintball gun.
I know it's a paintball gun, but it's pretty much the same. It's an air-powered rifle.
And yeah, if you live next door and hear that, if you hear someone shooting like this, I think I would call the police. I mean,
if they were 100 feet away, Slim, you wouldn't even hear it.
You don't think you would hear that 100 feet away at all? I live out in the middle of nowhere where there's nothing. I mean, I have a car drives by every, 10 minutes.
All right, I think I would hear that 100 feet away.
Excuse me, I live in the middle of nowhere. You live in civilization. Don't give me that shit.
She calls the cops. Now, listen to this. 7 Ventura County Sheriff's vehicles, a K-9 unit, a police helicopter, and 1 Los Angeles Fire Department team responded to her call. We have exclusive photos here in the article showing the first responders coming to aid. It turned out it was a neighborhood teen with an air gun shooting at squirrels. She and her husband, Dave Bugliari, were also concerned that it may be someone stalking the former Charmed and Who's the Boss star. She lives in an 8,000 square foot, $2.5 million home in the upscale gated community that sits just 20 minutes north of Los Angeles. Her house is twice as big as mine, the bitch. Actress and Defund the Police.
She had a better TV show.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, they surrounded her property, her five-bedroom, six-bath house, in a gated community. So the neighbors were like going, why the hell is there a helicopter over our neighborhood? And I'm looking at the pictures and all these cops and stuff. It just goes to prove cops are good people. They show up to protect assholes.
Even people that they know don't agree, don't want them around. And I just can't believe, because she's one of those, like you said, that, you know, is against the police. She's against guns. She's, you know, but yet she's in a gated community. She's probably has private security. And what's the first thing she does when she's, you know, feeling threatened? Calls the people that she doesn't believe in. This is what's wrong with a lot of people, that you can't say one thing and then do completely the opposite when you need it. It's just not fair. It's not right.
The great thing is right underneath the article, they posted a picture of her tweet to Rex Chapman, the basketball player. Oh, God, he's an idiot. Well, he went to Duke, so that explains it. Hashtag defund the police. Unless there's somebody with an air gun shooting a squirrel next to me. Save me, save me. I don't want a BB to hit my house. Oh, my God. She's fucking useless.
Yep, pretty much.
She has 3.7 million followers on social media.
Oh, she's incredibly influential with her group of
morons.
Idiots. But she, she is absolutely incredibly influential with them. And that's the problem with a lot of these celebrities that have such crazy thoughts and crazy ideas, that all these people look up to them. And, you know, Taylor Swift is starting to become that way. I mean, look at all the kids that look up to Taylor Swift, and she's starting to turn very political, and she's, you know, coming out with her political feelings and stuff like that. And she's, you know, bashes Trump. And I don't think the celebrities should be out there voicing their opinions to us and making us know. They should just do what they do.
They have as much right to their opinion as anybody else does, and they can say whatever the hell they want. The problem is people listen to them.
But aren't
that's the problem?
You're right. But don't you think that those people, politicians, celebrities, movie stars, judges, police officers, don't you think they should be held to a little bit higher of a standard than the average citizen on their Twitter account? Anybody who's that is considered a household name should be held to a higher standard. Well, I know you do, but they should still be held to a higher standard.
I don't agree with that. And not because your point isn't a fair point at all, Slim. I agree with your point. But as a libertarian, I think idiots should be allowed to just shoot their mouths off, too. That's one problem I have with the left, is they're trying to shut down free speech.
Well, we got an idiot that's going to shoot himself off in a second. So
yeah, and I think free speech is more important than your feelings. As a matter of fact, I have a T-shirt that says that. It's on my Facebook page.
Yeah,
go look. I look especially adorable that day.
Well, you know, speaking of free speech, hold on. I'll pull it back up here. I just want to go back. Facebook will ban any ads supporting any militarized social movements. Facebook will now ban all political ads that delegitimize the presidential election. And Facebook will also, they're now seeing a huge uptick in Proud Boys content after the debate. So
good.
Facebook is going to hugely censor stuff starting, you know, very soon.
Yeah, but Proud Boys are not a terrorist organization, but Southern Poverty Law Center says they are. And Facebook has, guess who, on their advisory board? The Southern Poverty Law Center.
But
so
look at the one
my
document.
I've got two posts on my page of black and Hispanic members of Proud Boys. One guy's wearing black Lives MAGA. He's got a Black Lives MAGA hat. I guarantee you, Facebook is going to do something about those pictures. Facebook put a partially false thing over a post that I put up with the CDC numbers of the percentages of coronavirus deaths by age group. Okay.
Facebook censored Don.
Absolutely true information.
Well, how?
If you read the information, if you look at it and you go, well, maybe I shouldn't be so fucking paranoid about coronavirus unless I have serious underlying conditions and I'm over 75. If you think that, then maybe you'd calm down, you'd go vote in person, and you'd realize Trump was right about all this shit. We can't have that at Facebook. We're all on making sure that Kamala, left-wing, whack job Harris becomes president of the United States, because Biden ain't going to be president for long, people. But you people think, oh, well, Biden's moderate. He's old. We know him. We're comfortable with him. He's not going to be president long. The most liberal member of Congress, a person to the left of Bernie fucking Sanders, who they stopped on purpose. James Clyburn came out and saved Biden's ass in South Carolina.
Oh, him and the rest of the Democratic candidates who all before Super Tuesday said, we're out. We support Joe Biden.
Right. And who
you want to know something?
Who stayed in?
And for one reason, except for Pocahontas, you're right.
Pocahontas stayed in so that she would get some of Bernie's votes and give Biden a chance in the next couple of primaries. It was a fix.
The
fix was in.
I know. But what I want to see, the only reason I would like to see Joe Biden elected president of the United States, because I would love to see what he promised every single one of those sons of bitches who all of a sudden, all the same night, decided, hey, we're not running anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what he promised them. That's the only reason.
I know, but that's okay.
The other thing Facebook has censored as of today, too, was Donald Trump Jr.'s post where he actually posted the declassified memo that has
about the Russian.
Yes. And Facebook is, you know, they say this is fake. How is a declassified item from the director of national intelligence to Lindsey Graham fake? I mean, how is that fake?
Because the liberals at Facebook know more than the people who run the country. Yeah. I'm just fed up with it. Since you decided Alyssa defund the police, Milano is just an asshole and not a criminal. This guy is going to have to be our criminal of the week. Okay.
This is stupid.
This is an Oregon guy. And I'll tell you, men are so fucking stupid. And every woman out there listening knows that. I mean, they give us the same story in different forms at least three times a year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, seriously. Don't we do the story at least three times a year?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And I mean, we had one where right-wing assholes were holding guns to their genitals on Facebook to trigger leftists, and some guy shot his balls off.
Triggered.
This is an Oregon idiot who's wearing a gun illegally because he didn't have a concealed carry permit in his pants at the supermarket. And he decided, you know what? This guy behind me, he's a buddy of mine. I'm going to show off my new Glock 9mm. And he takes it out of his waistband. He shows it to him. And Nicholas J. Ellingford replaced the gun in his waistband near his zipper with his finger on the trigger. Guess what happened? Shot himself in the groin and leg.
What a loser.
He won't die, though. I remember we had one of these where a guy shot himself and he died. And he wasn't here to find out he's famous. But Mr. Ellingford, you're now famous because we talked about your stupid ass. He pulled it out to flaunt it to a friend waiting in the checkout line. And then when he went to place it back in his pants, he mistakenly pulled the trigger. Now, your finger should be anywhere near the trigger when you're putting it back in your pants, you moron. That's why you don't have a concealed carry permit, because you could never pass the test because you're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. That's why I hate states that will give concealed carry permits to people who don't even train. They don't know which end of the gun to point at somebody. You know, I'm all in favor of gun rights, and I've got guns. And you guys know I got plenty of guns. But I know how to use my guns.
Your guns.
Well, you haven't shot your dick off yet.
My dick is happy. It's still there.
Yeah, don't shoot it.
I also carry
what the hell is that?
Shoot it. I also carry my gun in a holster behind my kidney where you should.
Also, when you instead of shooting off your dick, you'll just shoot yourself in the kidney.
No,
it's okay. You got two of them.
That's true. Yeah, you only have.
I carry Glocks, and it's impossible to misfire a Glock unless you're an asshole and have your finger on the trigger. Glocks are great guns, but my M&P is a nasty gun, but it's too big to carry. Let's see. It tore through his groin area and exited out of his thigh, narrowly missing his femoral artery. So therefore, he's still around to find out now he's famous.
Yeah, because he'd have been dead in a minute.
They did charge him with not having a concealed handgun license. So it was a reckless act with a firearm, placing people in danger. So he is facing charges.
Well, if it had been in New York, they just would have given him the ticket and sent him home. So, well, to the hospital.
And then sent him home.
And then sent him home.
Yeah, there are states that let you carry concealed without even a permit. And
No, New York just
And the other thing I don't like, no I've talked about this before, I don't like open carry. Because if you're open carrying, then everybody knows you have a handgun. But everybody doesn't know if you're a responsible gun owner or you're one of the dicks that can shoot your dick off.
So then
you're making everybody nervous. I'm carrying a gun. Nobody knows I'm carrying a gun. They got nothing to be nervous about.
Well, nobody should. The whole purpose of a concealed carry is nobody should know you're carrying a gun. At least in New York State, if somebody finds out you're carrying a gun with a concealed carry, you lose your license. You cannot let anybody know that you have that gun.
That's the way it should be.
Exactly. That's the purpose of it. And if you pull it, you better have a reason to use it, because you're going to lose your license if it was not a reason to use it.
Now, I've got a very nice knife, a Microtech knife. It's an out the front knife. It's awesome. It's got a button. It clicks. The blade comes springing out. It's super sharp. It's really cool. But
that's a switchblade, isn't it?
That's illegal here.
Out the front knives are not illegal in Florida. But if you're carrying it, you also have to have a concealed weapon permit. Okay. I had it in my pocket the other day when I was at my doctor's, and my doctor saw the knob sticking out. The knob is a glass breaker. It's got a little glass breaker on the other end of it. He said, "What's that?" And I said, "That's my new Microtech knife." I showed it to him.
And in New York State, you would have lost your license.
He goes, "Well, he asked to see it." And
doesn't matter. In New York State, you would have lost your license.
Nah.
If you got caught. You
so I showed it to him, and he goes, "Oh, man." He goes, "Where?" And he's looking on his phone for it. He goes, "Is this like yours?" I said, "That's similar." He goes, "Which one's yours? Which one's yours?" And I scrolled down and said, "It's this one." He goes, "That's how much they cost." I said, "Yeah, that's how much good ones cost." He goes, "Okay." And he's hitting the buttons. He friggin' ordered it right there. I said, "You just order that." He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Do you have a concealed carry?" "No." I said, "Well, you better get one." He goes, "I was thinking about it." And I said, "You do that, Doc." Oh, my God. People. That's all right. But, it's a damn shame you got to do this. Well, we got lots of fans from across the pond. I appreciate that. Back in the Farmville rant days we were talking about before. We're appreciative of all of them. And apparently somebody at Lincolnshire Wildlife Park should have listened to our show on EarPods, because they must have been listening to it out loud. See, what happened was Lincolnshire Wildlife Park received 5 African gray parrots back in August and quarantined them together in the same room. They were in close proximity to the people that ran that room. Obviously, people who listen to our show. Because those 5 parrots learned to say, what's that song we have?
Oh, yeah.
Push the button. There you go. Just imagine that song with a parrot accent. That's what the parrots were saying. Just by coincidence.
Yeah, they all got together and worked it out amongst themselves, is what it sounds like from the article.
They were quarantined together, so basically ended up with 5 cursing birds.
That sounds like a boy band.
The park employees find it very comical when they swear at you, and so do the people in the zoo. They get a kick out of it. But after the quarantine, the birds were put out for the guests, assuming the cussing would subside, though within 20 minutes, the birds were up to the fuck it all thing.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Literally within 20 minutes of being in the introductory, We were told that they had sworn at a customer, and the next group of people, all sorts of obscenities came out. So obviously they listened to our whole show. Customers found the bird's dirty language amusing, but park workers were concerned about children visitors inside that moved the birds out of view. They put them in an offshore enclosure with the intention that hopefully they'll start learning other parrots' noise that they are around.
I know what they're going to learn next.
What's Nancy that? Pelosi, eat me.
There you go. the yellow-crowned Amazon parrot named Chico can belt out Beyonce's If I Were a Boy, as well as other pop hits like Poker Face and Firework. And the other five parrots, when he gets starts singing that, they're going, oh, fuck that, fuck that. You know, they don't like that music. Katy Perry. Oh, God. We got to do the Idol radio show again. They didn't cancel that yet.
No, they haven't. It's still a go. So.
Oh, my God. So we got to put up with Katy for another year. She's actually okay on that show.
Yeah, we do. We got to deal with it.
So the debate stuff's going to settle down until the next one. That's the VP debate next Wednesday. The town hall debate with Trump and Biden will be in Miami on October 15th and the last one in Nashville on October 22nd. But what will probably decide this election happens before then. On October 12th, the Senate Judiciary Committee will be on national TV. That's when the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court position goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Democrats hate Amy Coney Barrett because her life refutes the lies that they pushed on the rest of us for decades. So they have to destroy her personally. Her happiness, her family's happiness, is evidence that the Democrats are frauds. This woman is probably the most impressive person to receive this nomination, but she's driving the Democrats completely insane because she's happy and they're not. She has seven children and she's happy. Two of them adopted from Haiti. One with special needs. Her fifth child that she had naturally as a Down syndrome child. They are still a happy, well-adjusted family. And how the Democrats treat her on TV, I think, will be the end of their control of Congress, any branch of Congress. This is my opinion, but I thought I'd give it to you now because Slim wants me to hurry the hell up so we can play the closing song.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I've got to have a reason.
So is he playing the closing song or is he just walking around?
I thought I was on mute. I was on mute. I'm sorry. And, yeah, I got to work
please
tomorrow.
Please download the Zone Out Radio app. Zone Out Radio app. Get it at the iTunes store. Get it at Google Play. Zone Out Radio. You get free music from Slim all day long. No commercials.
Yeah, the only good music he plays is the 80s music.
Well, you know,
but there's no commercials. You know, when he's playing dance music, there's no commercials.
All right, here you go. We're gonna do 80s as soon as we end. I'm doing
and,
80s.
And when he gets around to it, our podcast will play once a day on that network eventually.
Yes, it will. I promise.
But that's how you can get to our podcast. We get little notifications.
Yeah, but you remember how long it took to change the opening?
Yeah, but we own the network now, so Slim's figured. We own it. I'm the boss of it. I'll do it when I want
to. I don't have to do anything.
Hey, December 2nd, I can do everything. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
We've got a very appropriate closing song for after the debate. Here you go.
Good night.
Next Tuesday.
Bye, kids.
Really? No.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes, so that's fine by me. So wake me up. All this time.
Stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Done.